My deepest apologies. It's the news, according to me. Good Monday morning. It is April 10th. April 10th, 4:10, 2023. Monday at 7:22 a.m. Eastern Time. 6:22 here in the Central Time where I am. I am in St. Louis, Missouri. Yes, that's where I am today. It is a very interesting place to be right now. Not because of anything interesting going on. It's just interesting being here. Just because I'm here. I haven't been here for a while. The interesting thing, really, most interesting thing is what's in my cup. I have, this morning, I have some sweet tea that I made at home. I don't think it's going to last the rest of my week here. I'm going to be here till Thursday, be leaving Thursday evening, and hopefully getting up. And I do apologize for the lack of a live show last Friday. I'd really hoped I would be able to get a live show in. I had a breakfast meeting that went much longer than I had anticipated. And unfortunately, it just went a lot longer, and I had a lot of other things to get done before I left. I actually drove to St. Louis, so it took a little bit more time. I just didn't get the live show in. I ended up getting to bed a little bit late on Thursday evening, and then because I really only had one day at home after I got back from Texas, so that turned into a kind of a sleep-in morning, or yeah, kind of an ended in a nap. Jim Jordan sent. Not sure what just happened here.
In the U.S.
Had, I don't know if I touched something on my watch. I guess it decided to start playing. Anyway, so this Friday, I will theoretically be home. I'm going to be driving home Thursday evening. I do have to come back here again on Sunday night, because I start with some more things, and I finish up here that following week, so I'll be done. Then I'll be all over the country again. So I have these things up this week. However, there are some things happening. I just thought I'd have a quick show here this morning talking about a few things. One is this whole thing with this judge. It's funny how this stuff happens. I don't know if you've ever noticed, when people go after Trump, now it doesn't always happen this way. He's embattled. They have him embattled in many, many cases right now. Everybody on the left wants to sue the guy. They want to make a name for themselves. This judge, or this prosecutor, I should say, this guy that's going after him, Alvin Bragg, and then now the judge is now also in deep doo doo. I doubt if he will be recused, because if he will be forced to recuse himself. He was a donor to the Democrat Party and a couple of organizations that were literally anti-Republicans. One of them was called Stop Republicans. It doesn't matter the dollar amount. That's what they're going to argue. Well, it was only $35. It doesn't matter. And according to their statutes, according to their rules, you cannot. You can't donate. In this particular case, he's donating some to an organization, and he's presiding over a case that directly is influenced by that. He donated to Trump's opponent, so this can't. But he'll get away with it. I guarantee you, he'll probably get away with this. He's probably going to sit there and he's still going to be the judge, because he wants to be the judge. He wants to be the one that. It's in the spotlight. This is all about. And in fact, with the DA is same thing. Alvin Bragg wants to be the guy who brings Trump down. That's what this is about. Alvin Bragg, nobody knew who Alvin Bragg was until this all happened. In fact, people still don't know who he is. But it's one of those things where he was a in and out of the news a little bit, until if it wasn't for Trump, he would not even be known. He ran with this idea, he was going after Trump. And this idea, the left has this idea that, well, we need to investigate the guy to find a crime. We need to launch an investigation to find a crime. they don't have a crime to investigate. You see, normally they investigate crimes. In this case, they're investigating the crime to find a crime. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime, kind of thing. That's what's happening here. They just want to launch investigations, and then they have kangaroo courts. And they hope that during the case of the court going in process that they can find something. And the thing that's dangerous about this is that they will get a process crime, something like what they would do with, which they've done in the past here recently with many of the people who surround Trump. They get him on process crimes. Steve Bannon, for one, I think he spent some time or had to find, whatever it was process crime issues. What that means is if you fail to appear, if you do this, if you do that, if you don't file something properly, or if you are held in contempt, whatever it is, that's what they process. He wasn't found guilty of anything that they were charging him with. That's how ridiculous this stuff is. And it is just, it's political persecution. It's political opposition is what it is. And they're using the justice system. I think Mark Levin last night said it best. They're using the law to subvert the law. They're using the Constitution to destroy the Constitution. They're subverting the law through, you know, by using the law, and they're using and just it. They're using the democratic process. In other words, oh well, the people voted for this. Well, that's not what the law is about. The law is not supposed to be. There's an exterior focus or an exterior basis for the law. When you have democracy, a pure democracy, you can vote who is legal and who is illegal. In other words, you can actually say, well, it's illegal to be Donald Trump. We all voted on it, therefore that's the way it is. So let's prosecute him for being Donald Trump. Because 51% of the people voted for this. That's democracy. 51% of the people can vote to kill the other 49%. In a pure democracy. That's how dangerous democracy is. You can, you know, or 99% of the people can vote to take 1% of the people's money away. Because, oh, the 1%. Oh, good, go after the 1%. You rally people around that idea and they vote for it. They vote for a representative who has an agenda. And these people, these same people who swear to uphold and defend the Constitution are the very ones who hate the Constitution. They want to change it. They're not swearing to uphold and defend it. They're swearing at it because they hate it. They hate this idea of individual rights. They want special rights. They want to group people into manageable groups that they can pit against each other and use as useful idiots. This is the way it works. So there's this issue, and it's this issue of him having donated. He will not, I guarantee you, this guy's not going to step down. If he does, it will be because of pressure around him. If he had his way, he would not step down. There's a board looking at it right now that's probably going to say, well, it was only $35. Oh, so the dollar amount matters then. That's where we're going with this. Now, some other cases that are going on. There's some other things that have just recently happened. Apparently some documents, some top secret documents have been leaked. And I want to talk about this a little bit because I want to remember to get back to it. I'll put a pin in that for just a second. The one thing that also happened was that during the current administration, what they've done now is they've gone over their withdrawal. They've filed a report, their withdrawal from Afghanistan. And what they've determined is that they did everything right. They're very proud of everything that they did. The only things that went wrong were Trump's fault, basically. This is a synopsis of what they've done. They basically blamed Trump for the anything that went wrong with the evacuation or the withdrawal from Afghanistan. But everything they did was great. Now, this is the administration doing a report on themselves. Based on, they took all the information, all the data, and to hear Blinken talk about this, I think it was Blinken, or maybe it was Kirby, to hear them talk about this, say, well, we disseminated all this information. We, you know, who else would come out? They think, what they're doing is they're being proactive in rewriting history. They had to make this report because otherwise history would have spoken for itself. So they come out with their own version of the whole story. That's what is happening here. It's, of course, they're being called out by it, by some people. And of course, Peter Ducey? He's the only one who's saying anything. Really confronting. Now, there were some other reporters as well said some things, but I think that they're a little bit disgusted by this process. And I think it was ABC or CBS. Another reporter even actually said something about it. And they're not happy with this. Now, I think it was the World Something Federation, whatever it was, has been, every year they assess, or every couple of years, they assess news organizations. And they have basically determined that I think CNN and MSNBC are state-run or state-affiliated news organizations. They balk at this. They hate this. BBC also was considered a state-funded, government-funded news organization. They pushed back really hard on that. But what happened with the BBC was that they have a licensing fee that has to be paid by the people. In other words, it's a weird, bizarre thing where they claim, well, we're not taking any government funding. We're not taking any government funding. We have what's called a licensing fee. Now, this is a weird, bizarre thing. Because the government doesn't directly give them money, doesn't fund them directly. But they are paid, basically, to... And of course, if you don't pay the... It's just weird. It's this weird system over there under the BBC where they people pay directly, almost, basically, to this licensing fee thing. And it's... I don't really even understand. I need to read more about it because it's a very weird thing. They don't get money directly from the government, so they have this not supported directly by the government. That's their argument. But it is absolutely, if they didn't work with this system with the government, they would not be in business. So it's a weird deal. Now, what I put a pin in earlier was this whole thing with the way they. The administration is re-evaluating, reassessing historical things that are happening. So what has happened now is these documents have leaked about the Ukraine situation. There are some things that are exposed in terms of their ability to... Now, to me, this has... misinformation or disinformation written all over it. And it's almost as if it's a controlled leak. They're claiming that, well, this is much like the leak that came from Snowden or the leak that came from Wikipedia. WikiLeaks. It's exposing some things, such as some of the weaknesses right now in Ukraine, some of the issues that they're having when their defenses are going to run out, their air defense system is running low, and they may not have enough to get through, you know, to the middle of whatever it is, summer or whatever it is. After all the billions of dollars that now they've been sent there, the support that they've been given, who knows where that money's gone. They're not rebuilding anything yet. You're in the middle of a war. You're not rebuilding things. and the funds are not getting to people. That there's all kinds of organizations now where they're saying that the people are decimated in some of these areas. And so there's no money flowing there after all this. And of course, the military side of it is, you know, we're continuing to give more. And to me, it has all the earmarks, to coin a phrase, of a disinformation campaign to involve the people so that we will be willing to give more money to them. Well, we need to keep helping them. They're running out of funds. We need to help them again. They're on the edge. They're on the brink. I've heard all kinds of things from different reporters and different pundits. There is one pundit I saw an article this morning that alludes to the idea that they will actually be, by the end of summer, they will end up taking back Crimea. The way they worded it was, they will liberate Crimea. I don't know that Crimea wants to be liberated, first of all. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. I know that there are sectors within Ukraine that do not want to be a part of Ukraine. They actually want to be a part of Russia. And this is where the big arguments come in. Now, So I don't know. I'm not exactly sure exactly what, you know, I'm not there. I'm not talking to the people. I don't understand what's going on. I have known some people from Ukraine. I've talked to some. They were very anti-Russia, the ones that I knew. And that's all I know. That, you know, from the few that I've known here. That have, one of them actually went back there to fight. So, I hear some weird things from some reporters. This one reporter, have some respect for the guy, but he came up with this idea that the average lifespan of the soldier on the ground in Ukraine is 4 hours. That's what he said. The average is 4 hours. This is impossible. That's the average. Well, that means the war is over. Because you can't replace your entire army in 4 hours. If everybody in the military is dying every 4 hours, on average, they're all dying every 4 hours. And you have 10,000 people in your 10,000 troops. That means in one day, you've lost 60,000 people. Every day. For a year. Do the math on that. That's not possible. That is not possible. You can't continue to feed an army, feed people into a shredder like that, and still, so there's no way those numbers are correct. And yet he was going on about this, and I was like, you need to redo your math. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous number. If the average time for the soldier in the field is 4 hours, that means you're replacing everybody every 4 hours. Everybody that's in the field is dying in 4 hours on average. Some are dying in 1 hour, some are dying in 6 hours, whatever. But they're all dying in 4 hours. That's the average. I makes no sense to me whatsoever. I don't think he thought about that at all. I hear people saying things occasionally. And it's like, okay, well, do the math here. Let's see what this means. What does that statement actually mean? And this happens so often. They're so excited about hyper sensationalizing everything, and they end up making these kinds of statements that are absolutely off the chart. And the average person hears that, they just think, oh, wow, they're just dying like crazy. When actually it's impossible. It's an impossible statement when you sit down and think about it. So these leaks, in my opinion, have been done intentionally, and I think. If not, then it's just another incompetent issue here with the current administration. In fact, I've probably some documents that were found maybe in Joe Biden's in his garage maybe or something. I don't know. Who knows? But nonetheless, there's this continual sieve that seems to be leaking information out of this administration. The incompetence is amazing. But they will rewrite it. They'll blame it on Trump. Well, this is all Trump's fault. It just goes on from there. But in other news, DeSantis, apparently, I don't know what to think about this guy. Great governor for Florida. I think he's done a great job down there. And I think he needs to stay there. Because, now he's not even running. Keep in mind, he's not even running. And the Trump campaign is actually running ads against him already. I think that DeSantis is in this wait and see mode. Because I think what DeSantis is doing, he's waiting to see when I'm going to say what is in my cup. I already told you what's in my cup. I got sweet tea. Now, I also have another cup here. I forgot, this is why I'm bringing it up. I forgot to tell you, I also have some chocolate milk here as well. I usually drink a little chocolate milk before I work out in the morning. And then I take my vitamins and then I eat breakfast. That's how it works. And I haven't had my workout yet. Usually I do my workout and then I do the show. However, I'm doing things a little backwards this morning because I walked a little longer than normal. Usually I do a walk-run thing, but I'm still healing up from my sprained ankle. I think it's pretty much healed up. But I ended up, walked about 3 miles yesterday. Well, then somebody that I know here, he's been having trouble sleeping. I said, well, you just need to go out and walk a couple miles. I said, if you go out and walk a couple miles, brisk walk, I guarantee you, you'll sleep a little bit better. Not perfect, but you'll sleep better. So he said, well, let's go walk then. Let's go. Let's see. So we went and walked. I walked another 2 miles. So that worked out. I walked about 5 miles yesterday. Now, normally I would walk run. So what I would end up doing is, in a 3 mile walk, I would end up sprinting about a mile out of that, off and on. And I'll sprint for a block and then walk 2 blocks real fast. Then I sprint 2 blocks or sprint for a block. It's kind of what I do. So one third of my time is spent sprinting. I can't stand jogging. I just can't stand the pounding up and down. I see people out jogging. And it's like, I can walk faster than you're jogging. I don't understand. You're just going up and down more than you're going forward. That just would kill me. I can't stand that kind of pounding. My back would not be happy with that. And I like doing stairs as well. So I'll go up and down. Like this particular hotel has 6 floors, so I can go up and down a couple times as a workout, and then I always take the stairs to my room. I don't take the elevator at all, unless I have a whole bunch of bags. And even sometimes then I take the stairs. So again, folks, thank you for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks this one's going to make this a cut this show a little bit short this morning because I had some other things to do. I want to thank you for listening and subscribing, sharing, commenting, sending me texts, emails, whatever you're sending, whatever you're doing. And I'd like to just say that the weeks ahead are going to be very interesting times. I believe that we are teetering on the edge of some very interesting historical events. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But in the meantime, once again, folks, pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, pray for each other. We will get through this, and we'll be refining the process of all that we have going on. So, God bless. Have a great day. Yeah.